A legendary political boss passes away this week. Ray Harding was the powerful head of the Liberal Party and a close ally of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. But in 2009, Harding ended his career and pleaded guilty to taking $800,000 for doing favors for the disgraced state comptroller, Allen Hevesy. Joining us for This Week in Politics is special guest Wayne Barrett, journalist, author, and currently a fellow with the Nation Institute and contributor to Newsweek. He also worked as an investigative reporter and senior editor for over 20 years with The Village Voice, where he covered Harding extensively. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning.
Give us a quick background on Ray Harding. How did he rise to such a position of power?
Well, the Liberal Party is a very, very tiny pool in which you can be a giant. And very often it was at the margins of political power in New York, but just as often it was somehow through Ray's genius became an extraordinarily important part of New York politics. I mean, the number of liberals that are actually registered liberals was in the 20s or 30,000s at some points when he led the party, and yet it could have enormous clout depending upon the decisions that Ray made. He was never the chairman of the party, strangely enough, but anybody who knew anything about the power politics of New York knew that Ray was at the center of it.
What was his influence over former Mayor Rudy Giuliani?
I think that's a dark side of his life, frankly. I think the law firm that he joined right after Rudy was elected had two lobbying clients registered with the city clerk, and by the time I was writing extensive pieces about it, they had over 90 clients. So it was like everybody who wanted to do business with the Giuliani administration, especially in the first term and into the second term, thought they had to hire Ray and his law firm, that that would give them leverage, that that would give them an inside track. And there's a great deal of evidence that, in fact, it did. I mean, Rudy Giuliani was elected in 1993 by the number of votes that he won on the liberal line. In other words, if he had not been on the liberal line, he would not have been elected mayor, just as George Pataki was elected in 94 on the conservative party line. So these third party lines, people who hesitate to vote Republican but will vote conservative, people who hesitate to vote for a Republican mayor but will vote for on the liberal line for a Republican mayor. That's what put Rudy in office, and Rudy never forgot it. And I think he, too, as I was many times, was mesmerized by Ray's charm, by Ray's historical sense, by Ray's penetrating intelligence. And so his influence was the cloud that hung over the Giuliani administration. And it was, I don't think it was his finest hour. It may have been his most profitable hour, but I don't think it was his finest hour.
What ultimately brought him down?
Well, I mean, the irony is that he lost the line in 2002. He has this tumultuous history with Andrew Cuomo. It's one of the most remarkable histories in New York politics of the last 20 or 30 years. When Andrew was the secret voice, or not so secret sometime, whispering in his father's ear about all state policy during his father's gubernatorial history, there was a tremendous battle for the control of the Liberal Party. And Andrew was his father's hatchet man, and he got into a bloody war with Ray. And for a while, Ray lost control. During Mario's gubernatorial term, a guy named Jim Nataro took over the Liberal Party, supported by Mario and Andrew Cuomo. There was just a blood fight there of the worst order. And so Ray had a lot of influence with the New York State Investigations Commission, which was then chaired by a member of the Liberal Party, and they did an investigation of Andrew, which was payback from Ray's end. And so the war was just incredible. And then in the end, what brings Ray down? He gives the line to Andrew Cuomo in 2002. A third party must get at least 50,000 votes in the general election to maintain its ballot status. And, of course, Andrew pulled out of the race. So the Liberal Party didn't get the 50,000 votes, and it basically disappeared off the map in 2002. So when Ray gets indicted years later in the pension scam, he's basically out of New York politics. He's just relying on personal relationships. he doesn't have clout anymore. So that's really what brought him down, is this case. But I think politically, he was dead from 2002 on.
Wayne Barrett is a journalist and served as senior editor for over 20 years with The Village Voice, where he covered Harding extensively. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You can follow our political coverage on WNYC.org.